what is the future of email. So if you agree, you can shout like, yeah, or, you know, just have it, this is for agree and disagree. You can go, boo, and, you know, thumbs down. I count. Oh, all right. Okay, let's get started. Quick introduction. My name is Bogo. People call me Bogo as buy one, get one. It's easy to remember. Thank you. Yeah. I prefer that like a beer, you know, it will be closer to my mouth. Okay. I used to write PHP, Python, and JS. Now I suck. I work on a Colab project. I don't know who remembers the Colab. Yay. Awesome. But I really sucked at it. So I'm working on the I'm a part of Thunderbird project, but I'm not representing the projects right now. I'm born in Bulgaria, the Czech Republic. I love heavy metal. So there was a call, by me this morning about teaching people how to be nicer with heavy metal. So if you didn't have a chance to watch it, you can watch the recording, which is currently really bad. Okay, started. So, as I said, I started in technology a long time ago. I see some old people here started at the same time as me. In the past, it was something like, I want to implement something, but the technology or the framework does not allow me. I want to do this, I want to do that, but hey, the PHP library that I have, it's really crappy. I want to do that, but first we need to invest more time, or, you know, it's not worth it. Now, you know, looking at, you know, the topics of the conversations today, you know, listening at all the rooms, now everything is possible. Everything. If you want to do something, there is an API or a smart person that will write something. So just keep that in mind in the next few slides. Some of the things might, you know, look impossible to be done, but, you know, keep an open mind and just remember everything is possible. Okay. So those ideas I will share, they're proposed by real customers, people that are using email every day, myself included. Well, let's get started. So, yeah. So we, my email is my identity. Yay or nay? Okay. So it's 50-50. Thank you. Thank you, Poznan. Thank you. I'm the customer, right? I'll be the main protagonist. So I have my email client, and a new university, for example, wants to certify that I have a real diploma. It's not like something that I downloaded from the internet. They send me a verification request through credentials, so they want to see information about my age and whether I'm using, you know, the ID credentials in my diploma, so I'll, you know, say whether I want to proceed it or not. So they're very different use cases, and again, this is really available to be implemented because the standard and the implementation of, you know, lots of languages already exist. Second one is be ready, build defense. So I'll talk about that. First of all, we, the customers, really would like to see all of the messages encrypted and to default. If something is not encrypted, I want to see it in a very special folder, marked dangerous. So, okay, I didn't get anyone. Oh, all right, one. okay. Yeah. We're talking about the perfect world that you guys will build, and on the next Mail Dev room, you'll present. So, phishing. Information, manage keys by default, it's easy. This is really important, you know, joke aside, this is really important to give the power to underrepresented groups of people that are really fighting for our rights in different parts of the world, journalists, you know, fighters for human rights. They really need an easy encryption that just a few provide support. So this is why this is important. Oh, next, I don't have a lot, so don't worry. Okay, so I want my long email to be translated to TLDR. So, to extract, of course, something that is useful to me. But then I would like to understand how much time I actually saved by this. Instead of reading the email, this is the green part here. And at the same time, I would like to understand how much energy the engine doing all the calculation. So if I'm one that is aware or about the engine, I think that is included, embedded by email. Yay or nay? Or I see the majority down. No. This is an example. That's maybe not. All right. I have the local is available. If you don't know this website, you can go and check it out. I think I have one more. Mood detector. All right. So imagine it's Monday morning. Monday morning. And usually the Monday morning really crowded because of many things. I want to go there. Open my email client. So the email client detects that I'm really sad. So yes, maybe, yeah. But it and yeah, the analysis of the sentiment here. So I want to see my happy emails first. A ticket that I buy for Iron Maiden concert, that's happy. My boss sent me in during the weekend, not happy. So those things exist. So if you want, is the second facial. It's open source, uses a camera to detect whether you're happy or sad. And the first one is that you can analysis whether this is happy or not. And, of course, you can teach it everything. All right. Quickly, the last one. I would like to have a trust levels. For example, I receive email from my wife. From my kid, from my boss, from everyone, and I would like to see something like whether if I trust my wife and my wife trusts. if I trust my wife and my wife is her sister, whether I should trust her. So the trust concept, and it's really nice. You know, some people would like to see that as well. I have 1 minute. And again, yay or nay? All right. Again, everything is possible. Please be open-minded when you create the next generation of email services and do something out of the box, creative. I think this is it. Thank you very much. If you want to connect, this is me. If you want to kick my ass, I'm leaving right after this one. So thank you very much. See you.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you, Bogomir. That was very entertaining. I think there are no more questions open. And I think on behalf of the organizers of this Dev Room, I think that was a real intense but also really interesting day. Thanks for all your participation. yeah, we hope to see you next year probably, and